AI in court, in the clinic, and under antitrust scrutiny. The OpenAI accountability case tied to the murder of Darren Lee is shaping up as one of the most legally significant AI stories of 2026. The victim's family is seeking to hold OpenAI liable on the grounds that AI-generated content or interaction played a role in the circumstances leading to the killing. The legal question being tested: whether AI companies can face tort liability for harms that flow from how their systems are used, is genuinely unresolved and sits at a different point in the liability spectrum than the platform hosting questions resolved under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. An AI system that generates and shapes conversations rather than passively hosting third-party content may face a distinct legal analysis. A group of neuroscientists published a formal warning this week that AI chatbots are not conscious despite sounding empathetic. Their concern is that simulated understanding and care creates a false sense of relationship, leading users to disclose sensitive information, rely on AI for emotional support in unsafe ways, or be manipulated through the appearance of empathy. The gap between how these systems present and what they actually are sits at the center of the accountability debate. Deutsche Bank analysis flagging a 65 times cost gap between frontier AI models and open weight alternatives adds an economic dimension to the safety and governance conversation. The cost differential is simultaneously an argument for open weight adoption, supporting the democratization case, and a reflection of the capability premium frontier systems command. The accountability and concentration pictures cannot be fully separated from the underlying economic architecture. UK businesses sounded alarms about Anthropic AI export restrictions covering models described as Fable 5 and Mythos 5, which have stranded global users, including British companies that had integrated these tools into their workflows. The UK government has worked to position itself as an AI-friendly jurisdiction post-Brexit, and having US export controls constrain what British companies can access undermines that ambition. Allied nations pushing back on US AI export policy represents a new front in the broader technology sovereignty debate. On the antitrust question increasingly surrounding large AI companies, the legal standard under the Sherman Act is worth noting. Having a large market share is not itself illegal. What the law prohibits is acquiring or maintaining monopoly power through exclusionary conduct, actively foreclosing competition rather than simply outcompeting rivals. In the AI context, that legal test would focus on specific behaviors such as exclusive data agreements that block competitors from training on key datasets rather than dominant market position alone. The political concern about concentration and the legal question of actionable monopolization are separate inquiries.